had this fascinating Gemara that in each generation, the Talmid Chachamim had a tradition from an earlier generation, and they didn't skip. Instead of picking up all the way directly from Yeshua ben Nun, from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Rav Meir picked it up, Rav Chiya picked it up from Rav Meir, Rav Meir picked it up from Shmuel HaKotan, and so on. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, to tell a story. What's the Tana Rabbanan about? So Rashi says, they're leading up to tell you how great Shmuel HaKotan was, that he was an Adam Gadol. So the first story was, a Baskel came out and said, someone who is Rosh Tishwa Alub Shchini Kem Moshe Rabbeinu, Elishen Ador Roy Lekach. And then that's my name, Behillel HaZaken. They assume that it must have been Hillel HaZaken. On the side of the Gemara, they write down Kem Moshe Rabbeinu in parentheses. Who put it in parentheses? Rav Shlomo Levilna was the Magid on the Shas. So sometimes in the back of the Gemara, they have the Cheshek Shlomo. He has comments. So he'll tell you why he put these words in parentheses. See, it's in parentheses because the Marshal crossed it out. Svarim Acherim Einam. Other editions, other Kisveyad, don't have those two words, Kemoshe Rabbeinu. Why not? So it says in brackets, Mashal v'smochek zemi hatam hanoda, from the famous, the well-known reason. What's the well-known reason? That the Rambam says that what are the Yud Gimeli Kori Hamun is, we believe in prophecy. The other one is, we believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is the Adon Hanavim, the greatest prophet ever. There was no prophet before or after Moshe Rabbeinu is great as him. So how can it say that there's someone who's Rosh Tishah al Shchinik and Moshe Rabbeinu? That's why the Marshal writes Svarim Acherim Einam, other Kisveyah don't have these two words. Yeah. The brackets were put in by Rabbi Shai Berlin, they tell you on the first page. Masoras HaShas was put in by Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, the same one who did the Torah Oranai, Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, Rabbi Yeshua Boaz, same one who did the work on the Shulti Giborim, Rabbi Yeshua Boaz. And then whatever is in brackets was added on by Rabbi Shai Berlin, who was later, who was a... Rabbi Yeshua Boaz is quoted, the Shulti Giborim is quoted by the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, so obviously he was before the early 1500s. Rabbi Shai Berlin was a contemporary of the Nerdy Behuda. They corresponded with each other. He's much later. So this brackets on the left margin, I don't know, my Gemara, it's on the left side in the margin. This bracket was added on. So he quotes that there are other, quite a few Rishonim had the Girsa. Kemoshe Rabbeinu, how can it be Rosh Tishah Kemoshe Rabbeinu? Kemoshe Rabbeinu is the greatest Navi. Shabbachon of Asman has an essay where he tries to answer the question. Doesn't fully answer it. He says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, "Vayered Moshe min ha'har el ha'am." So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Medrash. All the Rashi's and Chumash are all Yisha from the Gemara, except when he talks about Diktuk. So he's quoting from the Amaroim that min ha'har el ha'am shalopana la'sokav. He didn't go to take care of his own personal needs. What personal needs? What's he going to do? He has to deposit his check in the bank. What personal needs are there? What it seems to mean is that he dedicated totally his entire life to Avodas Hashem. Everything he did was Avodas Hashem. He ate meals. He didn't fast all. He led a normal life also. But the Rambam writes that there's a concept of B'chol Derechecha Do'ehu. Even when a person eats meals and he goes to sleep and he takes a shower and so on, everything is l'shem shamayim. He eats meals in order to have strength, in order to do avodas Hashem, in order to daven, in order to observe mitzvahs. Moshe Rabbeinu was fully dedicated. We mentioned on Shabbos morning that the Rav Chaim Balozhiner and the Nefesh HaChaim quotes a passage from the Zohar that by the Akedah, when the Malach appears to Avraham Avinu, it says, Avraham, Avraham, Yem Heineni. So the Nisal Tishal Yorchal Anar. So when it says Avraham, Avraham, and it printed Chumashim, there's a psik, there's a bar in between the first Avraham and the second Avraham. In the beginning of Chumash Mos, when it says Moshe, Moshe, because Baruch Hu calls upon Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Moshe, Moshe, without a psik, without a bar. In the Sefer Torah, there are no bars, there are no nekudas, there's no trup. But what it means is that by Avraham, Avraham is supposed to pause slightly, Usually Bala Kriya don't pause at all. They learn quickly, they combine one pasuk with the other. That's a common practice. Instead of pausing at a sof pasuk, so they read run on psukim. They're learning so quickly. They read run on paragraphs also. You're supposed to pause at the end of a pasuk. You're supposed to pause more when you have a stuma. You're supposed to pause more when you have a psucho. The Bala Kriya don't do that. But that's officially, that's what you're supposed to do. When you have a psik, it means that you're supposed to pause a little bit in between Abraham and Moshe. Moshe, there's no psik begaveh, so you don't have to pause. What is this idea? How come Moshe Rabbeinu said the Zohar points it out? What is the Zohar driving at? Rabbi Chaim Volozhin explains in Nefesh HaChaim that the first Abraham is the theoretical Abraham whose soul is in heaven, whose chart is in heaven, the potential that he has the greatness to become like this. And the second Abraham is who he really is. So there's a big gap in between the first Abraham and the second Abraham that he didn't live up to his potential. Most of us don't live up to our potential. Most of us waste all of our time in this world. And we don't live up to our potential. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Lord Pana Allah Sakov, he dedicated his whole life to Avodas Hashem. So he lived up to his potential. The Moshe in heaven, in the file cabinet that they have in heaven, that they have a chart of everybody's kishrinus, what the soul is right to develop, and lamaisa did it correspond to realis? But Moshe Rabbeinu, the two corresponded. What he actually was what his potential was. That's what the Gemara comments on. Malachim Olavi Ardenbo. There's so many different interpretations what the dream is supposed to represent. So one of the interpretations that appears in the Gemara in the end of Chulin in Pergir Anasha is that the Malachim were going up to see the Musta Yukna Shal Yankev Chakuk Al Kisei HaKovet. Then he came down to see whether he corresponds in reality, and he didn't correspond. So the Gemara says, Bikshu Lahorga, they wanted to kill him. This man is sleeping away a whole night. The Medrash says, Vayonim Balayla Hahu, that night he slept, for the next 14 years he hardly slept at all because he was learning in the yeshiva. But that night he was having himself a good sleep, so the Malachim were angry. Such a man with such great potential is sleeping, relaxing so much. He should work more and avoid his Hashem. He should learn more. So Bikshu Lahorgoi. Then the pasuk continues, Vein Hashem Nitzav Alav. So the Mefarshim have two ways to read it. Nitzav Alav means on top of the ladder, and Nitzav Alav means on top of Yaakov Avinu. So the Gemara understands Nitzav Alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of Yaakov Avinu to protect him, that the Malachim shouldn't kill him. And the Ribbono Shel Olam told the Malachim, give him a break. He's going to develop to be something much greater. So that's what Rabbi Chanan has an essay. He says maybe what it means, Rosh Tishu Al Shchinik Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't mean as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what the Rambam says. That's one of the Yud Gimel Kori Hamuna. That Moshe, there won't be another Novi as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, not before him and not after him. But maybe what it means is, in the following sense, Moshe Rabbeinu, that he maximized all of his potentials. He didn't have the greater potential as Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the greatest potential, and Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled all of his potential. That's Rabbi Chanan has an essay. He suggests that maybe that's what it means, Kamash Rabbeinu. It doesn't really fit in with the Gemara so much. The Gemara sounds like Rosh Tishu Alav Shechina Kamash Rabbeinu. Not that he is as great as Moshe Rabbeinu in this sense, that he's fulfilling his potential to the maximum. So it doesn't really fit in so well. That's Rabbi Chanan suggests. Elish Endore Roy Lekach. So why do they quote this? They're not really, this doesn't belong on our daf. They're not talking about Hillel. We're talking about Shmuel HaKotten. So the next story. Shuv HaMachs HaYim B'Zubim Bali B'Yavne V'Nit Na'aleim Baskal Mir HaShemayim Yesh Kanech Shuv HaShtish Ol Shechino Here it doesn't say K'mosh HaBenim El Shein Dor Zakach Nosach HaMasayinim V'Shmuel HaKotten. They thought that it must be referring. The Rashi says the reason why they quoted the whole price is because ultimately, Rav Chiya is learning from Rav Meir. Rav Meir is learning from Shmuel HaKotz. And we want to say how great Shmuel HaKotz was that the Baskol came out from heaven and said, Rosh Tishu Alav Shechina. So that's the purpose of quoting the whole Braisa, because of the one line about Shmuel HaKotz. Afu Omer Bishas Misas, who is Afu Omer? Shmuel HaKotz. Bishas Misas, it was Rosh Tishu Alav Shechina. He had up his Ruach HaKodesh, so the day that he died, as he was about to die, so he said, Ruach HaKodesh, Shimon v'Yishmael HaRava, they're going to be killed. They're going to be for Nasora HaRugim Malchus, Rashi says. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the chief rabbi. Rabbi Shmuel Kain Gadol. The Chavrohi Lektola, all the other Tanaim are also going to be killed. Ashar Amma Leviza, the rest of the nation is going to be taken into captivity. Biza. The Okan Sagin, Asirin Lemesi Alalma, terrible tragedy is going to take place in the world. But Yehud, sure. Then Al Yehuda ben Bava, Big Shalom, came when Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was one of the Asura Harugi Malchus. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was killed. They also wanted to say such a hesped. It was Rosh Tishrei of Shechina, but Elish Nitrufa, Shoshim, Aspidim Al Harugi Malchus. He was killed by the Malchus, so they were afraid to deliver a hesped. They're going to deliver a hesped, so they're going to kill those who deliver the hesped. They're going to praise someone who was killed by the government. That's the history of the Jewish people. Harugim Malchus. Tana Rabbanan, Emrei Masal Shalom Ken Yirtzah HaNasi. The din is that you have to have authorization from the chief rabbi. The Nasi is the chief rabbi. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel, Shalach Lita Vishus Eitzal Shul Tanechon Shed Besuri. He once had to travel Chutz Leretz Yisrael. Vishua Lovoi, and he didn't come back on time. And you have to be, and the year needed, they have to make Yibra Hashanah. They needed to make Yibra Hashanah, but he wasn't around to consult him. So what they did was Yibra Hashanah. Amanash Yitzhak Rabbi Gamliel, on the condition that he'll approve. When he returned back to Eretz Yisrael, he approved. They had no cell phones, they had no way to contact him. Kshibor Rabbi Gamliel, V'yomar, Roitzani, when he agreed, Nims Hashanah Muberetz. That's the halacha, you have to have the approval of the Nasi. Tanu Avonan, Emamas Hashanah Mekain, Hoysat Zichem, Ebnei Adrochem, Ebnei Aksharim, Ebnei Tanuri Psochem. Yeah, here's a major question. What is Yibra Hashanah all about? What's the halacha of Yibra Hashanah? Every so often you make a leap year. You have 13 months instead of 12 months. So the Rambam writes that there are two halachas of Yibra Hashanah. One halacha is the following. The Rambam writes that our calendar system, Hilchas Kiddush HaChodesh says, our calendaric system, we work with lunar months and solar years. It's an androgynous. The months are lunar and the year is solar. So what do you mean the year is solar? Pesach has to come out, B'chag has to be Chodesh Aviv, and Shavuos has to be Bikurei, when the Peres of Ilan are ripening, and Sukkot has to be Chag HaOsif B'tkufa Sashana, has to be in the new Tkufa Sashana, when you're gathering in the Peres. If every year is going to have 12 months, so then the lunar year of 12 months is 11 days shorter than the solar year. So Pesach will always be 11 days earlier. Every year it's going to be earlier. So sometimes Pesach will be in the summer, sometimes in the winter, sometimes in the fall, sometimes in the spring. So it's going to be 11 days earlier than it was last year. So Pesach is not going to be Chag HaOsif, Sukkot is not going to be Chag HaOsif, and Shavuot is not going to be Bikuri Amnoscha. And Pesach is not going to be B'chodesh Aviv. So the Rambam writes that you see from the Chumash that the years have to be solar years. How do you know that the months have to be lunar months? Who says that the months have to be lunar months? The Rambam says it's a B'chodesh Pasuk that in Parshas Pinchas, when it mentions the Korban Musaf that you bring on Rosh Chodesh, you bring 11 Korbanos, 10 oilas and 1 chatas. So it says, Zos oilas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodshei hashana. So how do you mean the pasuk, Zos oilas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodshei hashana? So pasuk b'shat is, this is the carbon oila. Then it says, a series of mecha l'chatas. You bring 10 oilas and you bring 1 chatas. Zos oilas chodesh b'chodeshei, this is the monthly carbon musaf, the 10 oilas with the 1 chatas and the next pasuk that you bring. Oilas Chodesh B'chadshay. Pashup Shat means the monthly carbon. How do you see from the word Oilas Chodesh B'chadshay that it's a lunar month? The Rama doesn't explain. He says, from that pasuk you see it's a lunar month. So Rav Soloveitchik said that obviously the Ramam is relying on Targum Onkelos. Targum Onkelos says, on that pasuk Zos Oilas Chodesh B'chadshay. What does it mean? Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbato. Well, the Shabbos B'Shabbatah means the weekly Korban Oilah, the Musafim. Every day of the year, Sunday through Shabbos, you bring two Korbanas Tamid, Tamash Shashachah, Tamash Abayim. And on Shabbos, in addition to the Oilas Tamid, the two Oilas Tamid Shashach, Tamid Shabbat, I bring another Shabbat. Shabbos Nechvas, Ben Hashanah Tamimim, as a Korban Oilam. So how do you translate Oilas Shabbos Mishabbatoi? The weekly Korban Musaf that you bring every Shabbos. So one would have thought Oilas Chodesh B'chashah, the same thing as the Shabbos Mishabbatoi. Also means the monthly Korban. So the Targum Onkelos doesn't translate like that. Targum Onkelos says, Oilas Chodesh B'chashah, this is the korban oilas chodesh, the oil of Rosh Chodesh, which you bring b'chidusha shel halavana. Oilas chodesh b'chodshoy doesn't mean the monthly like Shabbos b'shabbatoy, but it rather means oilas chodesh, the musaf of Rosh Chodesh, b'chodshoy b'chidusha shel halavana. If that's the pirush amilas, then the pasuk says b'feirush that it's a lunar month, okay? Because month. The sun doesn't, nothing is noticeable on the sun every month. It doesn't change. Just here in America, they have solar months. It's just arbitrary. They decided they want to have 12 months. Why should a month be 30 days and every month should be and you have 12 months in the year? If you have everything as a solar calendar, so the whole thing is just arbitrary. Mehechatesa, there should be 12 months and each month should be 30 days. They borrowed that from our system. Years ago, maybe they used to have lunar months, but in the solar system, if everything is a solar calendar, so it doesn't make sense. Mehechatei says that it should be a month should be 30 days. So the Chumash says, "Olas Chodesh b'chodshoy," we should declare it Rosh Chodesh b'chidusha shel halavana. So then it says, but the Rambam quotes that pasuk, "Olas Chodesh b'chodshoy." You see that the months have to be lunar months, and the years have to be solar years. That Pesach should fall out b'chag Chodesh Aviv, and so on. So the Rambam writes that there are two different roots, two different causes why the Beis Din may decide to make the year Hashanah Muberes. Either because the year has to be a solar year, because it's going to be kakai, because Pesach is not going to fall out in the springtime, and so on. Or because of a tzorech. That's a side consideration. If you had tzorech, What's a side tzorech? So the Gemara says it was pouring in the winter time, and they used to have tanurim that they used to use to broil the korban Pesach, and all of the tanurim melted away. They didn't have metal tanurim. They used to have earthenware, and if it rains enough, so the whole thing gets ruined. So they have to have more time to manufacture more tanurim in order to broil the korban Pesach. The people have to come to travel to Be'ola Regal. The highways are so washed away that no one's going to arrive in time. So they need another month. They have to postpone Pesach another month. People should be able to Be'ola Regal. A gesher is a bridge. The bridges that are needed in order to cross over a river were all destroyed because of the rains. So they have to fix the bridges, so they need an extra month. Because the Taisus, in the beginning of Pesachim, the Taisus says that whoever lives in Chutz La'aretz is not really obligated to participate in Korban Pesach. But we know for a fact that many, many, many people used to come from Chutz La'aretz. Gol Yisrael Shenekruvim Kamam. They left. So if we have a report that many Jews, if you have 5 Jews left and they can't get to, it's going to take them extra time to come to Eretz Yisrael, so tough luck. So let them go back home. But if you have many people, they have to find out how many people left their homes, aldas, to come to Eretz Yisrael, and then they will slow down and they won't be able to make it. So we're going to postpone Pesach another month. Today you can't. Today you're going to postpone Pesach another month. It's ridiculous. The people booked the flight. Then you got to postpone them. You got to throw them all off. They took off from work and they had to have babysitters. They made so many arrangements in order to be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash to participate in Korban Pesach. You can't just postpone. You can't take off another work from your work. People have to work for a living. Today it's not Shaykh, but in the days of the Bai Sheni, it was Shaykh. So we would be doing the people a favor if you postpone Pesach to another month. Depends how many people when the Ekruvim Kaima. If you have 25 people, so you forget about them. If you have thousands of people, then you have to do something. So this is Ibar Hashana. The Tzorah has nothing to do with the fact that we want the year to be a solar year. The year is going to be a solar year. But there's a different consideration. There's a concern. Or, let's say, the mashal that I gave yesterday, that the people on the committee, the bezna of 3, 5, and 7, are going to make the Ibashana. One of them has a bar mitzvah boy, and he doesn't know his pshetl. The kid needs another month in order to learn the pshetl. So that's not right that he should do that. But let's say he's going to make Ibashana because his kid doesn't know his pshetl. So that's a tzorach. That's not a right. That's not a reasonable tzorach. That's his personal tzorach. You have to have a tzorach for the rabbim. Yeah, that's going to be a question. What if they made Ibrashana for such a stupid tzorach? Not stupid. It's a personal tzorach. It wasn't a tzorach of all of Klal Yisrael. What if they made Ibrashana for a tzorach which was not really a legitimate tzorach? So we're going to have to see in the Gemara. It's going to be a machlokes hatanoim. By the next daf, on daf yud beis, we'll have to figure out what the din is. So according to the Rambam, these are two different halachas. There's one halacha that make Ibra Shana litzorech. That's over here. Golis Yisoshin Ekmem Kaima, Drochim, Gshorim, Tadur Psochim. Then there's another din that you make Ibra Shana because we want it to be, that's in the middle of Yud Aleph on the base, about 20 lines from the top. You have two dots in the middle, Nukuda Taim, then it says Tanur Abonon. It says on the left hand margin, it says Tosefta. What does it mean you want the year according to the Rambam? You want the year to be a solar year. You don't. The months have to be lunar months, and the year has to be a solar year. So solar year means that Pesach should fall out b'chodesh Aviv, and Sukkot should be tkufas Hashana, and so on. So these are two different halachas. You can't combine one with the other. If you have, let's say, you have two different tzorachim. You have one tzorach of tanur psochim, a little bit of a tzorach. Then another tzorach of all the kolis yisoshin ekumim kamim v'adayin lo higiu. They're not going to make it unless you postpone Pesach for a month. So it makes sense to combine a tzorach. You have to have a tzorach gadol. You have a tzorach katan because my child doesn't know his bar mitzvah pshetl. So that's why I should postpone. I should make another sheni. My kid will have another month. That's not fair. That's not right.
Why are these considered if they have to not mechuyev to come to be able to? Why is that considered?
Because we encourage them, even though they're not mechuyev. But if they come, they do participate. So it is a tzorach. Next year, they're going to remember that last year we invested so much time, effort, energy, and money, and we didn't get there. And so this year, we're not even going to try.
Why isn't that a personal one?
It depends how many people. It depends if you have throngs of people, thousands of people who want to volunteer to come, even though they're not mechuyev. They want to volunteer to come. So you have to cater to them. You have to encourage them that they should come. So according to the Rambam, you cannot combine a little bit. You can combine little tzorachim ktanim to make a tzorach gadol. It has to be a tzorach gadol. But you can't combine what it says on Amid Beis, Al Shloshet Dvarim, Abim Sashan, Al Ovev, Al Perisilim, Al Akul. You can't combine that with the Tzorachim and Amid Aleph. This is not a din of Ibra Hashanah L'Tzorach. This is the din of Ibra Hashanah, that it should be Shnas HaChamah. Tosfos does not learn like the Rambam. Tosfos does not hold that it's a din that you have to have a solar year and a lunar month. Basically, the year is a lunar year also. It's a lunar year. But this is also a tzorach. It's a side tzorach. Let's say the matzah companies didn't bake for some reason or another. They didn't bake enough matzahs. There were strikes in delivering the flour, or whatever, some stupid reason. The airliners were on a strike, so and the flour comes from America, territory, whatever. So they didn't bake enough matzahs. So we want to postpone Pesach another month, so that all the people are going to come to Be'ol HaRegel will have more matzah will have enough matzah to eat on Pesach. So that's a side tzorach. That's a side tzorach that we won't be able to fulfill. In fact, the Gemara says later, Gedoyim and Teloyim. So that's not a proper tzorach. The animals are not big enough, and everybody has to come bring carbonous vessels. So they'll eat less carbon vessels. So each one will get a kazais. Instead of eating a whole lamb chop, they have a kazais of a carbon vessel. So the world won't come to an end. If the gedoyim and the tloyim and the gozolah shall apirchu, not so gefelach. So there's a tzarech godel and there's a tzarech cotton. So that's gedoyim and tloyim is a tzarech cotton. You could be mitzarf that with another tzorech. If you mitzarf two different tzorechim ktadim, it becomes the tzorech gadol. Then you have a tzorech gadol. It's only proper to be marav the shana if you have a tzorech gadol. So Tosis learns that the oviv in the tkuf and the teres we learn is also a side tzorech. Just like, let's say, tanuri psochim were destroyed in the rain, and you wanna give them enough time, another month, to manufacture new tanuri psochim to be able to broil the korban pesach. So that's a side tzorech. So this is also a side tzorech, that you want Pesach to be celebrated the chodesh oviv, and you want sukkah should be a tkuf hashana. In the new tkufa, chag osif, when you're going to gather in the peris, and shuvah should be bikuri ad moscha. So these are all side tzorachim. This is not that there's aloha, not like the Rambam learns that it has to be a solar year. This is a side tzorach, like you have to have tanurim to bake the korban pesach. So that's a tzorach gadol to broil the korban pesach, and then you have a tzorach katan, Gedoyim and Tloim, they're not big enough, so that's a tzorach katan. So you can be mitzarf different tzorachim together. So Tosis holds that this is also a zaitig tzorach, a side tzorach. Oviv and Kuf and Peres Uilin is a side tzorach. There is no such halacha that the year has to be a solar year. But according to Ram, they're two totally unrelated halachas. One is halacha that the year should be a solar year, the other halacha is that it should be a tzorach, a side tzorach.
Shenemar
is Chodesh Aviv, that Pasuk, that they just say that's Lav Dafka, that
the Pesach would come out in a completely different time period?
Right, that's the correct way to celebrate Pesach.
But it's not Le'ikuva,
it would just be Mitzvah. It's not Le'ikuva, but it's a more correct way to celebrate Pesach, yeah. So there never was a din that the year has to be a solar year. The din is that Pesach should be Chodesh Aviv. So that's why we have the right the Ma'abad Hashana has nothing to do with the year. The year per se is perfect. We want to be Ma'abad Hashana in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach properly. So we want that it should be B'chodesh Aviv, just like the Tanur Psochim are not functioning well. And the Gazol Shalot Pirchu and the Gedoyim Utloim are too young, so it's a side tzorach. So we want Pesach to be celebrated properly. It's also a side tzorach. It's not really an integral tzorach in the year.
How would the Rambam be able to? Because doesn't the Gemara say that that's only one of the two? But you need two of those things.
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, why do you need two? It should be enough that Chodesh Aviv is not going to be happening.
Right. So we see Taisus explains why you need two, because it's hard to judge. It's hard to judge that the tefua is not growing. It is not sufficiently ripened. Maybe it is ripened. They checked the whole all over Eretz Yisrael. So you need two to make sure that you're not making a mistake.
How does Rabbi know that the Tzrachim and Yudav and Aleph are not tied in together, they're both side issues, they're not integral in the year, but they are not connected to each other, so why does Rabbi think that the machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam has to be that the Rambam thinks that the Gemara Yudav and Beis is talking about issues inherent within the year, integral to the year, but let's say they are integral to the year, but they're still not the
Rambam writes that. The Rambam writes, our calendar system is the months are lunar months and the year is a solar year. So to make sure that the year is a solar year, it's 11 days shorter than the solar year.
Who says that can't combine with side tzorachim? The Rambam happens to say that. Maybe Tosfos just disagrees with that. Maybe Tosfos thinks that side tzorachim can't combine with integral tzorachim to the year. And what?
Because it doesn't make any sense. The two unrelated things.
The side tzorachim also are unrelated. The different side tzorachim for Tosfos are also unrelated.
Right, but if you have a little tzorach katan, on a tzorach katan, it's not proper to make ibrash on a lag. My child is not prepared with his pshetl, so I need another month. So that's not right. So any other tzorach katan also is not right. You have to have a tzorach katan. So if you have several tzorachim katanim, they can join together to make one big tzorach katan. Like if you have a dead body and the woman's husband is missing, you want to identify that that's her husband. So the Gemara talks about simonim. So there are three types of simonim in Perikei Lemetzius. The simon muvak, let's say her husband had three eyes and two noses and six fingers on the right hand and four fingers on the left hand. He found a dead body. How many people have three eyes and two noses and six fingers and four fingers? There's one in a billion, million, zillion. No, so that's her husband. That's her husband. So we know. So you have a simon muvak. Everybody agrees. The Simon Movik works men atar to identify who the person is. You have a Simon Garua, Yabba Simon Garua, give him a Simon Garua, let's say, she says her husband was tall and thin. A quarter of the people in the world are tall and thin, a quarter of the people in the world are tall and fat, a quarter of the people in the world are short and fat, and a quarter of the people in the world are short and thin. She says her husband wore glasses. Half the people in the world wear glasses? No, she says her husband was tall and thin and he wore glasses. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that you can't, if it's a Simon Garua, you can't be mitzarf simonim geruim. And her husband, let's say it was a chassidish, and he wore tefillin derabbeinu tam. They found a dead body on the boat, tall and thin, wearing glasses, and he was wearing tefillin derabbeinu tam. Half the people on the boat were chassidim, they all wore tefillin derabbeinu tam. So it doesn't add up to anything. Tefillin derabbeinu tam with the tall and the thin, with the glasses, if you mitzarf several simonim geruim together, doesn't get you anywhere. If you have a simon beinoni, you have a simon beinoni, it's in between a simon garua and a simon muvok. So that's a shot anymore, but that's good ben Atari to identify who the husband is. So we're makbid. We assume the Ramam Shulchan Aruch assume you need a simon muvok to identify. So it says if you have several, you have two or more simon and beninim, that adds up to constitute a simon muvok. So the same over here. If you have several tzarachim ktanim, it can add up to be considered a tzarach gadol. But you can't combine together. It's like a totally different thing. How can you combine together? Well, a tzarach katan over here with a simon that the year, you have to have two simonim to consider it that the year is off kilter, the year is cockeyed, that is not a solar year. If you only have one of them, it's not enough. So you're going to have one simon because the year is off kilter, it's not a solar year. Then you're going to have another simon of a tzarach cotton. They're incommensurate. They don't blend in together. According to Tosfos, they can. According to everything is tzarachim. Everything is side tzarachim. So the question is, how many side tzarachim do you need to combine together? Okay, so you have a little tzarach here, a little tzarach over there. And according to Tosfos, when the Gemara says the second brisa, six lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph and Min Aleph, you have Gidoyim and Teloyim and Gozolish Lapirchu, you can combine this is a tzarach katan, you combine this with other things to make it into a tzarach gadol. That's according to Tosfos. You can combine different factors together. Because Yibra Hashanah is always based on a side tzarach. There's never a halacha that the year has to be a solar year. The whole institution of Yibra Hashanah is you being ma'abad Hashanah b'pnei tzarach. The Gemara has a machlekes there in Rosh Hashanah. Are you allowed to be ma'aber sachodesh because of side tzarach? The Gemara says Yibra Hashanah mino for sure. According to Tosfos, it's always based on side tzarach. According to the Rambam, sometimes based on tzarachim gedolim, and sometimes based because he wanted to be a solar year. But according to Tosfos, the Yibra Hashanah is always based on outside tzarachim. So that's when the Gemara has a machlekes. Are you allowed to be ma'aber es hachodesh? I have a reason why we don't want Yom Kippur to fall out on Friday or on Sunday. Yom Kippur going to fall out Friday or Sunday, so you don't do any funerals, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Kippur. On Yom Tov, you do a funeral, ayidei amimim. On Yom Tov Rishon, ayidei amimim. Yantam Sheni and Chutzlos, you have Yantam Sheni Shogal, you do a funeral Yidei Yisrael. Because Yantam Sheni is only the Rabbanon, so Kavod Rabbeis is Deicha. But on Yantam Rishon, you do Yidei Amim. But on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you don't do a funeral at all. So the Gemara said, if you're going to have 2 days in a row, Yom Kippur is going to fall out on Friday or on Sunday, you're going to have a problem of Mesaya, then you're going to have a problem of Yarkaya. There aren't going to be any fresh vegetables to eat on the next day. You're going to have 2 days in a row where you can't pluck off vegetables. They didn't have any refrigerators. We have refrigerators, we can keep vegetables for quite a while. The days of the Gemara, they didn't have, days of the Beis HaMikdash, you didn't have any refrigeration. So the Gemara says the two reasons why we want to, if we see that the Yom Kippur is going to fall out on Friday or on Sunday, are we allowed to be ma'abed chodesh to push Yom Kippur off? That it should not fall out on Friday. Yom Kippur should fall out on Shabbos. Or Yom Kippur should fall out on Monday. So you have a day in between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. They won't be back to back, one next to the other. Mishum Yarkaya, because of the vegetables, and Mishum Meisai, because of the mace. So the Gemara has a machlekes Tanoim about that. Whether Me'abim is HaChodesh Litzorech, just like you do Yibra Hashanah Litzorech, so do you want to do Yibra HaChodesh Litzorech? So that's a machlekes Tanoim. So what do you mean Yibra Hashanah Litzorech? So according to Yibra Hashanah is always because of Sai Tzorech. According to the Rambam, there are two halachas. Sometimes Yibra Hashanah is because you want to have a solar year, and sometimes because of Sa'ad Tzarachim. Yeah, according to the Rambam, the Sa'ad, the Rambam learns this second brisa that's It's a tzarech cotton. Avalos mosim sad lashana. According to the Rambam, sad just means that you schmaltz up the letter. When the bezin sends out the letter to the tzibur, so they throw that in too. But it's absolutely lomala velamorit. You can't be mitzar for that to anything. According to Tosfos, sad lashana means it's a tzarech cotton gedoy mitloim that are not sufficiently developed, so they won't have enough flesh to eat in the korban pesel, so no one's going to have any big lamb chops. So just eat mamish, the bare minimum of a kazayis of korban pesel. So according to Tosfos, that's a tzarech cotton. You can be mitzarf that with another tzarech cotton, and two tzarechim ketanim will combine to become a tzarech gadol. According to the Rambam, sad just means that when you send out the letters, you throw that in for good measure. According to the Rambam, it's strange. So what do you throw that in for? According to the Rambam, what kind of halacha is that? It's absolutely halacha. It's absolutely lamala amar. Just when the bezin sends out the letter, the Gemara says, they tell the story, ketzad. What do you mean, sad lashana? Ketzad? Keizetzad. Ketzad is a combination of two words. Keizetzad. There's the Mishnah in the end of Chorus, where it spells it out. Keizetzad. Chof, Aleph, Yud, Zayin, Tzadik, Dalet. One long word. And this is an abridged word. Keizetzad is an abridged word. Keizetzad. Where do you have it? Rabbiyana Yamim, Shem Rishim Gamliel. Shem Gamliel was the chief rabbi. We are notifying everybody. Gozlai Rakichin. The birds are very tender. And when the people came to the Ola Regal, so a lot of times the women who had a baby would bring the kanyo lettuce. If they couldn't afford to bring the lettuce, has to bring a carbon oil of a yarin. If she can afford it, she brings a more expensive carbon. If she can't afford it, brings a less expensive carbon. So sometimes she can't afford to bring the chata's payma, so she brings oil of soif and chata's soif. So they're going to bring a skinny oif. It's not going to be bekovedik. So he writes in the letter, goes, Lai rakichem bim raya datkin. The sheep are very skinny. Zimna drav eloi moto. It's not yet chodesh ha'oviv. And therefore, we decide shif and bills bampoi. I decided to add on another month, so everything will develop for another month. So you see that they threw in, so according to the Rambam, the sad of Gozlai Rakichmim, right? Datkin is just to smelts up the letter. What kind of aloha is that? That's a question. Rav Soloveitchik explained that he thought the pshat was like this. Is it Tosefta that says, Sefta and Sanhedrin, Eim Abim, Eim Akatshan, Sachedif, Eim Abim, Sashana, Elam Kain, the tzibur will agree. Just like we have a din. And bezdin yichadim ligzar gzeira letzim kain rabba tzibi yichadim lamed boi. The Gemara learns that Ephraim Sukkim, that to make a gzeira de rabbanon is if the tzibur is up to it. If the tzibur is prepared to accept it. If the bezdin is going to make a takana, bezdin is going to make a gzeira and the tzibur doesn't accept it, then it's not right. So the same over here, the halacha says, you can't be mikadosh to chodesh and ma'abed shana unless the tzibur agrees. So they sometimes would add on additional reasons, sad, to get the tzibur to agree to the psak of the Bez Nagol. In other areas, halacha, you don't need the shalin hilchas Shabbos. You don't have to convince the people what the halacha is. That's the halacha, whether they like it or not. Take it or leave it. That's the halacha. You don't like it, so sorry. But in Kibbutz HaChodesh and Ibra HaShana, you want that the tzibur should be mas. So he used to add on additional reasons that were absolutely, according to the Rambam, they were absolutely lo mala ve lo
merid. Does that fit with the Rambam that based him is on the capacity of representatives of Kol Yisrael?
So that's Rav Soloveitchik said. This seems to be fitting in with his interpretation of the Rambam. That's what he said, pshat in the Rambam, right? The Rambam says, there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban. How do we have Yamim Taifim Bizmanazah? Shabbos we have. Shabbos Kviya Vakaimah Mesheshis Mebrashis. The Rabbanu Shalom Ibarach Lakim Asam Shvi. By Kaddishos, when the Rabbanu Shalom created the world, he instituted Kedushas HaShabbos. And every week Shabbos comes, whether we like it or not. After 6 days comes Shabbos, happens by itself. But Yamim Taifim depend on what day of the month it is. It depends when you make Rosh Chodesh. We don't have any Bezda making Rosh Chodesh today. How do we have any Yamim Tovim? It's all the Rabbanon. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, everything is only the Rabbanon. Chanukah and Purim is the Rabbanon. Okay. But what do you have the Yamim Tovim there? I said, we only observe them at the Rabbanon. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam and the Ramban. So the Rambam says, it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that bizman, that there's no bez, not God available. It happens anyway. So What exactly is that halacha Moshe Messina? So the Ramban makes fun of the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvah says Kuf Nun Gimel. It's a longer Rambam than usually. Usually the Rambam and the Sefer Mitzvahs just gives you a brief paragraph to explain what the mitzvah is all about. And here he has a longer paragraph. So he writes that sounds as if he's saying that the Rosh Chodeshim become nikva by themselves. That's what it sounds like he's saying. That's what it sounds like. But then he changes it a little bit. So the Ramban says, Halacha l'Moshe Misinai? So he writes, I never heard of this. I have a little slight familiarity with Talmud. Ramban writes, I'm a little familiar with the Gemara, he's making fun. He says, I never heard of this. What, they keep it a secret from me? So the Brisker Rav writes in the Sefer, yes, they kept it a secret. The Gemara talks about the Sod HaIbur. So the Sod HaIbur is something that they kept secret. They didn't want the Goyim to know that even if the Bezen HaGadol will close down shop, there won't be any Bezen HaGadol to make Kiddush HaChodesh Nikra Shana. It's going to happen anyway. There is such halacha Moshe Messina. So that's the Rambam writes, there's such halacha Moshe Messina that Rosh Chodeshim roll on their own. It's a little unclear what he says. And Ramban says, no, the Hillel Sheni, the one who instituted the calendar, he was a contemporary of Abai Barabba. They lived in Bavel. He was one of their counterparts in Eretz Yisrael during their lifetime. So during their lifetime, that's when they made the Kviyas Haluch in Eretz Yisrael. They were Mekadosh Olah Chadoshim Ba'abar Olah Shonim in advance Ad Bias HaGoyel till Moshiach will come. After Moshiach will come, they'll put together a new Beznam Shloshes Smuchim, and then they'll do Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana from that time on. But up until then, everything that we do now is all relying on the Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Shana that was made by Hillel HaSheni so many centuries ago. Either Rambani has the Kasha, but the Gemara says Beferish, we'll get to it soon in Sanhedrin here in the next Dafim. The Gemara says you cannot be Ma'abar Hashanah a year in advance. You have to wait till that year. You have to wait till the next year comes, and then you declare this year is a Shana Muberes. How can he declare Tav Shin Ayin Vav is going to be a Shana Muberes this year? How can he? How did Hillel HaSheni have the right to declare? He lived centuries ago. He lived 1,500 years ago. How did he make Ibar Hashanah? The Ramban says that Gemara that says if you Ma'abar Hashanah a year in advance in Kal Vachomer, 1,500 years in advance. It's not Chalid Miriyeh, but that's only a Chumra Midrabana, Hecha de Epsher. If it's possible, if it's feasible to be Ba'abad Hashana again when the year comes. But Bizman Azeh, Hillel HaSheni, so it's just not going to happen. The Smicha is going to conk out, and we're not going to have any central Bezdin to declare Iba Hashana, Kiddush HaChodesh. He was Mekadosh El Chadoshim, and revert, in Ma'abar El Hashana, we revert back to the Din Daraisa. The Din Daraisa says you can do it centuries in advance. That's the Ramban Shita. The Rambam says, no, everything rolls on by itself. So for the Rambam, it sounds a little bit as if everything happens by itself. Halacha l'moshe m'sin, everything happens by itself. But then the Rambam writes a little differently. That it's the Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael who is determining which year is Hashanah Muberes and which month is going to be Moleh, which is going to be Choser. And there's always a Bezdin, there are always Jews living in Eretz Yisrael because only the Jews that live in Eretz Yisrael are considered Klal Yisrael. The Jews that live in Chutz L'Eretz have a Kedushas Yisrael that's Mechayiv them and Mitzvahs, but they're not considered Klal Yisrael. All the Jews that live in Chutz L'Eretz are considered Yechidim. So we know there's a Havtocha from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael will always continue to exist. Klal Yisrael will never disappear. So we know that there are always Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban thinks that there were periods of time when there were mamish no Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. He quotes such a Gemara. There were 52 years after the Churban Bayis Rishon, there were no Jews at all living in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam thinks that it doesn't not to be taken literally, there were no Jews at all. There were always 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. If there were 10 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael and millions, 20 million Jews living all over the world, so the 20 million Jews are Yechidim, and the 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the Tzibur. The Mitzaref of Kol Yisrael to be a Tzibur is Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones. They're the ones that make it Rosh Chodesh. They're the ones that make it Hashanah Muberes. So what did the Rambam mean? He really means there's a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael during the lifetime of the Rambam. There was no Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael. There were no Torah scholars in Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Avnei Nezer understood. No, the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael makes it Rosh Chodesh. That's Rav Soloveitchik explained that there are two parshas in Chumash of Bezdin HaGadol. The Rambam's opinion is that for Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra Hashanah, you need Bezdin HaGadol Yikuva. He quotes the Mechilta, HaChodesh HaLachem, you need Bez Nagara Li'ikuva. The Ramban says not Li'ikuva. The proper thing, any really, the Ramban says, Kol HaKodim Zocha, any Bezen of three Rabbanim who have smicha have the right to declare when Rosh Chodesh should be. Whether the month that's ending should be a Chodesh Choser and Rosh Chodesh should be on the 30th day, or the month that's ending now should be a Chodesh Molim and Rosh Chodesh should be on the 31st day. So, Kol HaKodim Zocha, whichever Bezen will declare first that it should be a Shana Moveres, that today should be Rosh Chodesh, they'll win. But that's not their Cheretz. If you have a Bezen al Gadol, Rabbi Tom, Dick, and Harry should decide for all the Klal Yisrael. Mi samcha le'roisha le'shoifot aleinu. It's not right. So bizman that there is a Bez Nagadol, the Acheret dictates you should go through the Bez Nagadol, because the Psak is going to be in the gear to all the Klal Yisrael. But when there is no Bez Nagadol, the Ramban says there's no problem. Any Bez Nam 3 can make Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra Hashan and so on. That's why the Ramban understands. How do they continue to do Kiddush HaChodesh till the days of Abai V'Rav and Eretz? They lived in Bavel, their counterpart in Eretz Yisrael did. But the Bez Nagadol conked out 40 years before the Churban Abayis, the Gemara said. 40 years before Churban Abayis, Golsa Sanhedrin. Once the Sanhedrin goes into Golsa, so they don't have a din in Bez Nagadol anymore. So the Ramban says, there's no such halacha, you don't need Bez Nagadol. And the Rambam thinks that not so. The Rambam quotes the same Mechilta, and he says that's Li'ikuva. So the Rambam apparently thinks that they had the status of Bez Nagadol till the days of Abai V'Rava. The Bezdin, there was a body of 71 Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, had smicha. Smicha they did have. And they maintained the din of Bez Nagadol. Ayde Gemara says, Malam Shamakim Goyrem, once they go into Golus, no longer the Lishka Sagos, they don't have the full din of Bez Nagadol. They don't have the full din. They don't have the full din of Benegetu Zokim Mamre. They don't have the full din of Bez Nagadol Benegetu Lodin Din and Foshus all over the world. It's one big system of Bati Dinim. And you can't have a Sanhedrin Ketana of 23 anywhere in the world if you don't have the Sanhedrin Gdoila. They have to be all linked up together. But the Rambam apparently thinks there was a din of Bez Nagadol until the days of Abai V'Rava. The body of 71 Rabbanim is still existing. So the Rambam Shita said that Bez Nagadol is Li'ikuva. Why should it be Li'ikuva? What kind of halacha is this? That's where Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there are two parshas in the Chumash of Bez Nagadol. One is Parsha Shoiftim. Says Kipon Mechadov Al Amishba Medam Ladam Medin Ladin Medegel Nega Divi Riz B'Sherech Vekamta Vyalisa Al Amokaim. You should go to the Bez Nagadol. Whatever they pasken is binding on all of Klal Yisrael. So that's a din Bez Nagadol, the Supreme Court. Whatever they pasken is binding. And then sometimes Ein Donim Is HaKoin Gadol, Ein Donim Is HaShevi, Ein Donim Is HaMelech, Dava Gadol Yavien Eilecho. Certain cases have to be brought up to the Bez Nagadol. Ein Donim Is HaShevi, Navi HaSheker, Koin Gadol. The first Mishnah, Beis Amid Aleph, and the second Perek, we're going to see. There are certain cases that you require Bez Nagadol to be done. Then the Rambam says, then Rav Soloveitchik explained within the Rambam, there's another Parsha, and Parsha is Bahalois, Esrul Ishiv Yemish, Asher Yadai Tekeim Ziknei Ha'om V'Shoitro. Gather together a Bez Nagadol, not that they should, it's the same Bez Nagadol, but it's a different role, a different function. Bez Nagadol represents, like Congress represents Das HaKohol in America, so the Bez Nagadol is supposed to represent Das HaKohol. Where is there a requirement for Das HaKohol? So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas, so the Rambam says that he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Ches, that Kibush Yochel Lav Shmei Kibush, in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you need Kibush Rabim. So what's the definition of Kibush Rabim? So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Trumas talks about it. What's the definition of Eretz Yisrael that's Chayv in Trumas and Maisus? And then he has the same thing repeated in Hilchas Melochim, when the Rambam says it's called Hilchas Melochim Melcham Oisehim. When a Melech Yisrael wages battle and he wins an area, he has the ability to be Mekadoshit, the rules and regulations, he can endow it with Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So one place the Rambam says you need Kibush Rabim, that it should be Midas Rov Yisrael, that the Jewish people should support this kibbutz. The other place the Rambam says it should be done with the authorization of the Sanhedrin. So what are these? Are two different requirements. You have to have the authorization of the Bez Nagadol, and you have to have the Das Rov HaKohol. So how come in one place in Hilchas Trumas he quotes one requirement and Hilchas Malachim quotes the other requirement? How come he never quotes them both together? So Rav Soloveitchik thought that they're not two requirements, it's one and the same. You really need kibush rabim, means the kibush was done, the das reiv hatzibur. But how do you know whether the reiv hatzibur agrees? What, are you going to take a vote? You're going to have an election to determine whether the people, like in America, they make sometimes when they have an election, so they bring up a different issue also, not just who should be the mayor. You vote on a certain issue. So you're going to have an election to see what the tzibur votes. So that's the halacha. The Bez Nagorl, Asher Yadayti, Kehem Zikne Ha Meshotra, they represent the tzibur. So that's one halacha where it depends on Das Rav HaTzibur, namely Kibush Rabbi. Then you have this other halacha also, that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah has to be done by the Bez Nagorl, according to the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam didn't really mean to say that Bizman said, Rambam writes this, the Beis Din in Eretz Yisrael today is the ones who are making Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. Today there is a Rabbanut. But the Rama meant during his lifetime, there's a Beis Din in Eretz. There was no Rabbanut. There was nothing. There were farmers then. The Avdenezer writes, there were 10 Jewish farmers. So when the Rama says, the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the Tzibu. What Jews live in Eretz Yisrael? The 10 farmers. They're not learned people, but they're observant. So when they observe Rosh Chodesh, they're the ones who make it into Rosh Chodesh. They're the Klal Yisrael who make it into Rosh Chodesh. That's why the Gemara says on Shabbos the Nusach HaBracha is Mekadesh HaShabbos, on Yom Tov the Nusach HaBracha is Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim or Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim. Why? HaKadosh Baruch is Mekadesh the Jewish people who in turn are Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, who in turn are Mekadesh Yom Tov. So what do you mean Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim? Klal Yisrael makes it Yom Tov. The Bez Nagorl makes it Yom Tov. Bez Nagorl declares Rosh Chodesh and the Mele becomes Yom Tov. That's not done by the Klal Yisrael. So that's where Rav Soloveitchik thought, no. The role of the Bez Nagorl and Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah is not really Bez Matorah Supreme Court, not from the Parsha of Shoftim. It's the same group of 71 Rabbanim, but it's wearing a different hat. It's Bitoris Congress, Bitoris representing Klal Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't think. See, Rav Belbalo Soloveitchik writes in his Sefer on the head. When he passed away, so they put out a sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. So they have there at Dvar Torah about Kiddush HaChodesh, a long bio Kiddush HaChodesh. One of the rabbis in yeshiva used to be Rabbi Gerelich. So he said he remembers when Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik was bar mitzvah. That was Rabbi Beryl's bar mitzvah drush. He said over this long arichas on Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashanah. The Abdel Soloveitchik presents it as if the Rambam meant to say that the Kiddush HaChodesh and the Ibra Hashanah happens automatically today. Happens by halachal mashim sinah, happens by itself. That's the Rambam sounds like he says that, but then he contradicts himself. Then the Rambam says it doesn't happen by itself. It means the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the 10 farmers, that's what the Avnei Nezer writes, the 10 farmers who live in Eretz Yisrael, they're the ones that make it into Rosh Chodesh. So Rav Dabala thought, how can it happen by itself? So it must be that these adinim, that it has to be a solar year. This is the Rambam Lishitosa, that the Rambam holds, he can't blend together the things on Amud Aleph, but the things on Amud Beis. On Amud Aleph, you had the two brises. There's a Tzarach Gadol and there's a Tzarach Katan. So if you combine two Tzarachim Ktanim, that doesn't make a Tzarach Gadol. You have to have more than that. So a Saad is a Tzarach Katan. They have to be mitzarefed with a more important Tzarach. And the earlier ones, the Drachim and the Gishorim, Tanuri Psachim, Galisol Shenekim, and Kaiman, that's considered a Tzarach Gadol. So on Amud Aleph, you Ma'abed Hashanah because it's Tzarach. And on Beis, you Ma'abed Hashanah because the year has to be a solar year. So Rav Belbalo Soloveitchik wrote in his Sefer, that was the Bar Mitzvah Drosha Rav Beryl, that can happen by itself automatically. Because we know if every year Pesach is going to be 11 days earlier, so everything is going to be off kilter. So when you determine that the year has to be a Shana Moberes, it can become a Shana Moberes by itself, because the year has to be a solar year. Now, Soloveitchik didn't understand like that. He didn't understand that it means it happens by itself. It means that the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael are the ones who make it into their observance. When they observe Yamim Tovim, they observe Pesach a month later, and they say, this month is Adar Sheni, so their observance makes it into a Shana Moberes. Doesn't happen by itself. But they're clearly, according to the Ram, they're different dinim. There's a din Ibra Hashanah Letzorech, and then there's Ibra Hashanah that it should be a solar year. And when the Gemara Rosh Hashanah has the Machlokes Hatanam, are you allowed to do Ibra Chodesh Letzorech in order to see to it that Yom Kippur should neither fall out on Friday or on Sunday, Mishum B'Arkaya, Mishum Esaya? So that's what the Gemara's Machlokes. You should say that just like there's an institution of Ibra Hashanah Letzorech, so too there's an Ibra Chodesh Letzorech, or not. So according to the Rambam, Letzorech is only on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. According to Tosfos, everything, even Amud Beis, The Aviv and the Tkuf and the Peres Ilan, everything is a tzarech, everything is a side tzarech. There's nothing integral in the year, that the year has to be a Shnas HaChama.
Could the Rabbi's explanation in Rama also explain what we mentioned yesterday, that the only basically appointed by the basin that Gogol can be the Kaddish of Eidish, not of any basin?
Yeah. Right, that's what he explained yesterday. Right, after Shia, he mentioned that. According to the Ramban, any bezdin of three rabbis of smicha can make Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra HaShana. The Ramban insists, no, it's likuv, it has to be davke bezdin gadol. Why? Because it's not really the role of a bezdin to make it. It's really up to Klal Yisrael. So you need the bezdin gadol represents Klal Yisrael. The bezdin gadol of Parshas Bahalois Ches Vili Shivimish Hashir Yedaiti Kehim Zikne HaMashoitra. That role of the bezdin gadol is... because the Kiddush HaChodesh Nibra HaShana has to be done by Klal Yisrael. So that's why the Ramah holds that part is Li'ikuvah. That is correct. That part is Li'ikuvah. According to the Ramban, it's not that it's done by Klal Yisrael. Any Bezna 3 can declare Kiddush HaChodesh and Nibra HaShana. Okay, I apologize, I have to leave. B'li Neder, I plan to give a normal Shia tomorrow. I'll try to give a normal Shia tomorrow. Okay.